All right, moving through our list here of creating your outdoor tailgate on your back patio. We've covered TVs, seating, a little fire rink. Keeping it cool, I'll be brief on that. There's misting systems, a lot of options. Whatever you do on misting systems, though, do not plug it into your hose bib. That pressure coming out is probably going to be less than 80 PSI. And if you happen to be in a high neighborhood where you may get 120, it doesn't matter. A proper misting system needs to be pressurized to atomize the water. We're talking over 800 PSI is what's cranked through a professional system. And what that the benefit does is it uses less water. That's always good. It will get all the way to the bottom. When it's not atomized, it just kind of drips and you get wet and soaked. When it's pressurized like this, it'll float all the way to the bottom. So you actually get the cooling effect without getting soaked and wet. Those lines are copper to withstand that pressure. And they often come with a remote that you can click on and click off. So you have misters as an option. There's misting fans. Use a little bit less water. And what I like about the misting fan over the basic mister is if there's no air moving, you get the cooling effect, but you still get some of the insects. You put a little fan on there, and it can keep the insects cleared out of the way. And then there's the evap coolers, which has a reservoir of water. They're portable evap cooler. Portacool is a great brand name. Why? Because it's made in America. It's made out of Texas. And they do a great job of having, even if the local hardware store stops selling parts for whatever model's currently selling the best, you can order online and they'll send it right to your door. I've got just about every type of backup for my Portacool, whether it's a replacement pad or the pump, the most common things that go out. I've got extras just so when they do go out, I don't have to wait for that shipping time to get it, because my local hardware store doesn't sell that model anymore. But anyway, you'll spend more, but it's made in America, so how can you go wrong? Portapool evap coolers, they have a reservoir of water with a pump. The pump goes up to the top of the unit, and it goes down through this pad. And on the other side of the pad is a fan, and it's sucking air from the outside through the pad, so it goes through this water, evap cooling, and it blows out the other side, a very nice cooling effect that you can sit in front of, and they have them for all types of different sizes. You can get them, you've probably seen them on the sidelines of football fields if you spend a lot of time watching and paying attention. Big old square units, they cool warehouses with them. I know our we use them a lot of times when we're doing events in warehouses that in a contracting world when you're looking to that's generally, we don't have a lot of big training rooms like here at KTAR. We have big warehouses that product are stored in. So if you're looking for a big team meeting at a contractor's business, a lot of times that's in a warehouse. So we'll pick up a big evap cooler, roll it in there. You plug in the hose, turn on the water. The nice thing about that is you can use the pressure from whatever hose is there. Once the reservoir is full, it's on an autofill if you leave the hose hooked up on a float valve, similar to how your toilet shuts on and off, and it siphons just a very little bit of water once it gets going. It'll take a little bit to fill up the evap cooler. Once you turn it on and saturating the pad will use a lot of water, but once that's all wet, it uses a very, very little bit. So there's a couple options to keeping cool outside. And if you're looking for a completely waterless system, you can go to a livestock supply. They've been selling these fans the last couple of years. They're 24 or 40-inch fans that you can just plug in and blow a great amount of air. We use them for a couple of our animals when it's those days it's just over 120, even under the shade. It's just brutal. So we've got these stands. The 2-inch ones are usually about $100. The 4-foot ones are about 2.5 times that amount, but man, they move a lot of great air. And again, in front of those, you don't have flies or insects often bugging you. Next is landscaping. I'm going to skip over that one for all intents and purposes because we actually have a special guest that's coming in studio now that we'll get to as soon as we wrap up the main point, the outdoor kitchen. You might be out there enjoying your own backyard tailgate. But in the course of a football game, especially if you're somebody that likes the pregame show and the pre-pregame show and the pre-pregame show and the post show and the post show, you can spend 24 hours out there just on this one game, you're going to get hungry. And when you get hungry, you don't want to be missing what's the next best play on that short commercial break or long commercial break. You don't know what's going on. You got your meat. So having the ability to prepare your meals, or we talked earlier about doing pieces, doing parts and sections, you could start and just with this entire design to have a grill, a refrigerator, maybe a kegerator, but you don't have to do that all at once. Start with some hot plates or some cold plates that you can put your food on there. If you're serving something warm, you can have your warming plates, set them on there, and you can graze all the time. Or having your chilling ice, like an ice maker, having the ability to use that. So just keeping your food fresh, whether it's warm or cold, start there. And then eventually build out to a refrigerator. And then your gas grill. And then your charcoal grill. I have both. Sometimes you just need to throw on that gas and you need to get going. But if I have the time and we're outside and it's not brutal, you know, charcoal is, I'll always pick that route. And we have mesquites on the property. A lot of, you know, if it works out, you've got your mesquite clippings. You can go cut off of there and do a mesquite grill. That's a lot of fun. It takes a lot more than you would think. Good trick there. If for the mesquite flavors, just do a light charcoal base. And then use your mesquite branches on top of that to give you that smoky flavor without having to constantly be there maintaining the heat, because a dry mesquite, it burns really fast. And Mike Russell's over here shaking his head like he's done it before.
Couple of times with the mesquite.
But you have kids now, so you,
yes,
they do the mesquite breaking branching for you, I'm sure.
Oh, no, absolutely not. They just let dad cook. That's part of dad's zen. That they know that leave dad alone. He's in his element. Let's let him recharge.
Okay, nice. Yeah. That's your recharge. Is your,
oh, absolutely.
Cooking outside.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, we brought Mike in because on the topic of outdoor tailgating, take it one step farther. Not realistic to get away camping every weekend, but there's so much to learn. Sleeping outside, even if you live in the city and you've got some light pollution, you still see stars out there. You can still see a shooting star here and there. Just the quality time outdoors, camping with the family. There's no reason you can't just do that in your backyard.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big fan of backyard camping. And the idea came up that we discussed via text this morning was that my fall hunts are coming up. And I looked into my man cave, once again, another dang man cave project. And I thought, I need the kids to get us organized, help us out, and do this and that. But it's cleaning, really. And the kids aren't into that at all. So I thought, what a great idea. Let's use a big backyard camp out to get all of our stuff organized, get all the right gear out, get all the other gear put away, get all, you know, just prepare for that and just roll out back with a nice tent. We have the jumping jack trailer, just roll it back there and set her up. We can do some fishing, do some casting into the pool. It's a blast.
And that's a great way, because when you go camping in the outdoors, I don't care what your intentions are, but when you're packing up remote, there's no way to do it properly, to have everything cleaned.
Right.
And it's never as nice, as neat as when you left. But how often do you get home, set everything back up, clean it properly, and then break it all back down and stack
no
it
way.
Nicely?
No
you're
way.
Exhausted.
Yep.
You're coming back late on a Sunday night, or maybe you took Monday off and you've got work Tuesday, and that stuff sits there for a couple days, and then it's a couple months, and then you're cleaning again. So doing the backyard camping to extend
yeah.
that. Yeah,
bring it all out, and you see what you might need, too, instead of the last minute before you leave. Oh, dang, we need XYZ, we need batteries, we need this, we need that. You know you have your checklist all done and ready to go, and you get great quality time with the kids, the family, and you have a blast doing it. It's a lot better than just sitting in your man cave or your garage and just doing it yourself with some music in the background. It just, there's no value in that, really.
After a certain amount of time, you'd mention recharging. That can be
yes.
a recharge for a lot of guys. But
it can, yes.
We don't need
yes,
a lot
can.
Of recharge time.
Not
before
a
you start, you know,
yeah.
let's get the kids back involved.
Right.
Get
and,
the family
and the
out
kids,
here.
The kids have to participate in my world and get outdoors world. It's the kids have to participate. That's they are into it.
And you said you had a jackrabbit?
A jackrabbit? No, a jumping jack trailer.
Jumping
the
jack.
Jumping
What's
jack
a jumping
trailer.
Jack?
Jumping jack trailer, you can find them at Sportsman's Warehouse. They're out of Utah. It's a utility trailer with a giant tent bag in the middle of it. The tent is up, sleeps four in about 4 minutes.
So how is that different than a pop-up trailer?
Well, the pop-up trailer has a lot of the bells and whistles. It has a lot of the electrical. It has the sinks. It has the plumbing. It has that. This does not. This is a large canvas tent with two beds and a table in it. It's camping, but it's off the ground. It's a utility trailer when it's not being used as a tent.
Nice.
Yeah, you can actually roll the ATVs right on top of the thing and take it with you. You take the there's dogs.
You couldn't put an ATV on top of a pop-up.
No, you cannot put an ATV on top of that's a good call. I never really ran that one through, but yes, you can put an ATV. You can put the motorcycles on top of there. I put the kayaks on top of there, and I made two little sleds for the kayaks. It's perfect.
That's pretty cool. It's called a jumping jack.
Jumping jack.
What does
trailer.
That set you back?
Those run depending on the size. There's I think four different sizes, starting at I think 5,000.
Okay.
Yeah, all the way up to I don't know what the biggest one would be. I bought the small one. I went with the small one. It was just the four of us, so we didn't need the larger ones. We don't have a lot of ATVs and things like that. Like I said, we put the kayaks on it. We didn't need the bigger unit that actually has a porch.
As silly as that sounds, this is what I'm going to say sounds. That's another room. If you have family coming in, kick the kids out, stick them out in the jumping jack, or grandma in from out of town,
phenomenal.
Using the bed inside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the kids just love it. Like I said, it's the backyard camping thing. They absolutely love, and it's so valuable to get out there and have fun with them, because I'll sneak out there with them. I don't want to hang out with the in-laws. I want to sneak out there with them. I want to hang out and go camping in the backyard with the kiddos.
That's right. And what do you guys do any kind of stargazing when you're out there?
You know, it just as is, like around a fire, around a little fire pit. That's it, just looking up and doing what we do when we're up in the high country. And same thing, just stare up. We don't get the telescopes out or anything like that. I think we just look up in love. It's all good.